So this is something you might be doing that you don't even realize that you're doing that is keeping you massively, massively stuck. And this actually is a phrase that my therapist shared with me about a year ago that was a hugely impactful phrase for all of 2020. And it has to do with limitations and really unlocking this next level. So let's dive into the episode.
Hello, hello, and welcome to the Made for More podcast. I'm your host, Amanda Colby, a seven-figure entrepreneur and founder of my company, Laptop Lifestyle Co. This podcast is full of raw, perspective-challenging conversations about the whole picture of entrepreneurship. You didn't start a business just to learn Instagram hacks and tech tips. You started a business to build a life full of freedom and limitless potential because you knew in your gut you were made for more. I believe you can do anything you put your mind to. I believe your success is inevitable. And I want you to learn how to tap into your own power to achieve the unthinkable in your life and business. On the podcast, every week, we want to help you unlock and craft your made for more life through actionable business strategies, powerful mindset insights, and raw, honest conversations that really pull back the curtain on entrepreneurship, both from myself and amazing industry-leading experts. You are a powerhouse, and it's time we stop holding ourselves back, unlock our potential, and fearlessly chase after our desires. This, friends, is the Made for More podcast.
Okay, so I'm really excited about this episode because I wasn't joking when I said like this phrase has been on like a post-it note in front of my desk for a year now and like really, really sunk in. I'm about to tell you what the phrase is, but it really has to do with limitations. And the reason I want to have this conversation on this episode is because in the entrepreneur space, we're always talking about like dream bigger, go bigger. Like we're constantly seeing these insane, you know, results that can happen of amounts of money you can make or how fast you're able to accomplish this or just like how you can freaking change your life. Doesn't even matter, you know, what time frame it's in. But we also all know, anyone who has even spent one day being an entrepreneur, that there are a lot of blocks and a lot of times like we're the one kind of in our way that we end up having to work through, and not just in the beginning, like at every single level. And all the different seasons that you go through in your life, you're experiencing different challenges, different hardships, different kind of phases and versions of you, and different limitations that we have to work through. So in this episode, I want to talk a little bit about like what are limitations, give you a couple different ways to be able to reflect and like actually utilize this information on yourself as far as how this concept that I'm about to introduce may be keeping you stuck, kind of talk about how these limitations might have developed for you. And of course, I always give us like action steps at the end on what you can do with this to actually implement in your business and life starting right now. So let's get into it. So the most impactful phrase, I would say, of my life in 2022, sounds like a bold statement, but we're going to go with it, was this. It was stop arguing for your limitations. Stop arguing for your limitations. And that is what I want to talk about for this entire episode. So to give some background here, for me, this phrase was brought up and introduced to me, honestly, a lot for like my personal struggles, but it literally applies to any situation, business, life, whatever it is. And I think it's a really, really good phrase that just applies to so much in entrepreneurship, as I kind of mentioned in the intro, because there's this duality that we talk about simultaneously, like these limits, whether we're breaking through them or we feel them or whatever it is, but also this concept of limitless that also is like knocking at our doorstep constantly in the realm of entrepreneurship. So how this phrase got introduced to me, and this might ring some bells for you to start to realize, oh shoot, okay, like yes, I am also, I need this phrase. So I kept talking through between therapy, mentorship, all this different stuff these past like 1 to 2 years with a lot of my like burnout and overworking. It doesn't even matter what it was, but I honestly kept suggesting solutions why things wouldn't work. So I would be complaining about X, Y, and Z. Someone would be like, well, you know, what if you do this? And immediately my answer was, yeah, but you know, da 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 da, right? I literally always had an answer for why that thing wouldn't work. And so thus, I just kept doing what I was doing and kept talking about how stuck I was. And I was honestly in a very like uncharacteristic defeated mentality for the past year, and kind of this like victim mindset of it's happening to me, it's happening to me, yep, that won't work, yep, that won't work, rather than this attitude of doesn't even matter. Like, I'm taking control. And that's normally how I operate things. And that's obviously a more successful approach and mentality, but we're also all human. We go through ups and downs and seasons. And whether it's a big season or just like a day where you're the one arguing for your limitations, that's what we're getting into here. So when I say arguing for your limitations, what I mean is that you are not even in this open mind frame to see different perspectives, to try different things. You are like keeping yourself stuck by continuing to like feed the monster and say, well, that won't work because it's not possible, or my limit is this, or, you know, I've already tried X, right? Like, you basically place these limits and don't allow anything to even have the chance to break through them, right? Or eliminate them. And so I see this a lot with my clients. So for example, when you start a business, the main thing I hear is why you can't do it right now. The money, the time, whatever it is, doesn't matter. None of which are valid excuses, but they are simply an example of you arguing for your limitations, because there's two ways you can approach this. We'll take this specific example. If you want to start a business and you're like, I don't have the time, I don't have the money, whatever it is, right? You can say, I don't have the time and I don't have the money, and argue for a limitation that may be a somewhat of a limitation, but you're arguing to let it hold power over you and be an excuse for why you can't do said thing, right? So we are like enforcing that being a limit for what is possible for us. Or someone else in the exact same situation as you, maybe even quote unquote worse, they might argue for why it's possible. And I am telling you right now, that difference is literally what breaks the limitation and makes the reason why one person is still stuck and unhappy and in 9 to 5 in this situation, and one person is running a $1 million business in 2 years or whatever it is, right? That other person argued for why it was possible and that they would make it work. And thus they're now successfully doing, in this instance, running an online business. Another example, not starting your business, where I see this a lot with clients, for clients that are like growing, scaling, a lot of people really compare themselves to others and they talk about, oh, well, they're, you know, achieving XK months or doing a launch like this or whatever it is. And they talk about why like they can't also do that, or why things aren't working for them. And most likely you're having these conversations in your head that we don't really say out loud, rationalizing why you haven't achieved X, Y, or Z yet, right? Like in comparison there. But really all this is this like self-soothing excuse of you arguing for your own limitation instead of arguing for, well, why wouldn't it be possible for me? Why can't it be possible for me right now, right? Like, even if I don't know how. And if we made this that simple, this episode, like that's it, right? I'm not gonna even overcomplicate it. But I also know that in just hearing that, that's not maybe going to do it for some of you to be like, okay, yes, tomorrow I'm gonna go say, like, I can do it, right? Like there's a depth here that we actually have to believe as well. So a little action step for you, as I talk about this next part, I want you to pause really quick, like literally hit pause for 2 seconds and think about something right now that is like alive and true for you as far as feeling like a limitation. This might be, I'm a mom. This might be, I'm in this XYZ season. This might be, I have ADHD. This might be, I'm not good at X. This might be, I don't have a team yet. I can't afford a team yet. Whatever it is that is alive and true for you and your business that is a limitation or feels like a limitation for you reaching your next level. Think about that, grasp onto that one example, because it's going to be easier to digest the information that I'm about to say next as you apply it to one example for yourself. Let's talk about limitations then, and let's kind of dissect them a little bit, because almost all limitations are learned. Meaning that almost anything that you see as a limitation is something that was taught to you by people close to you or society or past experiences, okay? And limits are essentially based on your belief, AKA what you believe to be true. So an example of this could be if you believe to be true that you have to work hard to make money, right? Like maybe we've heard that from our parents all growing up. Maybe we didn't grow up with a lot of money. And so like that was all we saw from like people around us, whatever it is. You have this belief, you have to work hard to make money. Therefore, the belief continues and forms into this limit. If I only have 2 hours to work per day, I can't make much money, right? Immediately, this belief, which alone can block us in so many ways, has turned into a limit that we're not even giving ourselves a chance to see what's possible in 2 hours a day. Is 2 hours a day a little bit of time? Absolutely. Do I know people that have done a lot with 2 hours a day, working smarter, not harder, and all these different things? Also, absolutely. But if you turn this belief and believe this hard ceiling of this limit, that if I only have 2 hours per day, I cannot make money. Guess what? No matter what strategy I give you, what course you take, what coach you hire, you will not make money. Because that is what you believe to be true. That is the examples and proof that you are seeking for around you. That is a limit that you have decided is true and you've accepted. Nope, not possible. Okay? It's harsh, but like that is like how harshly true and black and white like our belief and limit systems are. Now, that doesn't always mean that if you believe something that it's always going to happen or, you know, manifest in that way. Now, here's what you need to understand here, right? If you say, oh, Amanda, I don't believe that, right? Like, I believe like you can make, you know, unlimited money, you know, so, you know, great. Okay, cool. We don't have a limit there. But if you believe that, it doesn't necessarily mean it's going to happen. But if you don't believe that you can make a lot of money no matter how many hours you're working, then it's definitely not going to happen, right? So we're not like guaranteeing this magic success, but we're at least unblocking this limitation to be able to have the possibility of this being possible for us, right? And again, you can apply that and dissect that with whatever limit you kind of put in your brain as we're going through this. So solutions here are, if you, let's run with this example, right? Like you believe you have to work hard to make money. Therefore, if I only have 2 hours a day, maybe I'm still in my 9 to 5, whatever it is, I can't make much money. That's the limit, right? So what do you freaking do about that? Because just telling yourself that on a surface level, that's not going to change things, right? So one thing is take action to prove yourself wrong. This is one of the best things possible because your brain, if we remember, limitations are learned. So instead of trying to force the limitation to train, let's retrain or give your brain new learning experiences, which is where they got the limitation in the first place, okay? So take action to prove yourself wrong. What are different ways that we can search for how money is coming to us, even that's not tied to the amount of work we're working, amount of hours we're working per day, right? Like that's one example. Let's look at other people, right? Who are maybe only working a limited amount of time and they're making a lot of money, right? Can seek out evidence and then also take actions yourselves. That's going to be even more impactful than seeking out examples of other people. Take action yourself to prove even the smallest minuscule of why that belief is bullshit, not true, why it is not true. We got to break like a hammer on a glass ceiling. We got to break this limitation down, okay? Second thing is just freaking question things. Question things. Like be the freaking kid in elementary school that was like, why? Like annoying then, great now, okay? Be the person that just questions and challenges your belief. And I know this might sound like, okay, cool, I've heard that before. I mean, like literally give yourself white space and remove all distractions, go to a cafe or book yourself a hotel room, sit down with kind of a journal and some white space, give yourself that space, see where your brain takes you, just question it, poke holes in it. Why could that possibly be not true? What could be a way that, you know, you could make more money by not working, you know, a couple hours per day? Like we just accept this to be true and just like run with it and never even consider other possibilities. And then we spend all this time with that belief ruling us, going through these actions, posting on social media, doing the quote unquote things that you're supposed to do and wondering why we're not making any money when we haven't even spent 5 minutes to question, why could that not be true? What small actions could I do if I unravel this belief that could make me a lot of money, right? Like so many of us with these limitations, we are working way harder than we need to and not even setting ourselves up for the possibility of success, right? Other ones, seek out new evidence, which we talked about. By entertaining these other options, you start removing bits of this limitation. It starts getting weaker on its stronghold there. And lastly here, the whole point of this podcast, as far as an action step for you, stop arguing for your limitations. Make this your one focus. Don't try and change everything in your life. But if this is alive and true for you, give yourself at least 2 weeks of this being your number one development focus here, of stop arguing for your limitations. Because in order to stop arguing for your limitations, other than the other stuff that I've mentioned, you're going to have to become extremely aware, because these narratives, these little bits are happening again and again and again all day long. Everything you're doing, when you're scrolling social media, when you're mapping out, you know, some posts, when you're mapping out a new offer, when you're about to show up and sell, whatever it is, like, it is there in the background sitting as a limitation, even when you're not directly doing something, quote unquote, with time or money in this example, right? But it is like a this limitation is like a fire that needs oxygen. So stop giving it life. Stop allowing it to have that space, that breath, that energy towards validating and reaffirming that limitation. And it really is that simple. It's not easy, but it is that simple. If you have this reminder like in your face every single day, and you have in mind one or two limitations that you really want to give that like attention to, you're going to start to catch yourself every time you say a key phrase here is, yeah, but. That's one to look out for. Another one to look out for is anytime you see someone else do something, you might be like triggered. A lot of times that means there's a limitation there, or you just feel like that imposter syndrome or comparison, at least for us specifically. A lot of times that means there's like some limitation of we feel bad, or again, like kind of triggered by what they're doing because we feel like it's not possible for us. Why freaking not? Dig into it. Figure out what that limitation is that's telling you that's not possible. Now that we know that we argue for our limitations quite often, we know a couple of things to like start chipping away and like lessening the strength of these limitations. You also need to understand why you hold on to and argue for these limitations, because you might be sitting there like, why do I freaking do this? Or why do any of us do this? Or, you know, is it not just as simple as being like, no, of course I know it's possible, because it's not. I'll go ahead and answer that. Like if we're running with this example of you believe that you have to work hard to make money, therefore, if I only work 2 hours a day, I can't make a lot of money. Right? If you start to be like, okay, cool, like I recognize that, like, of course I believe that, you know, you don't always have to work hard to make money, or that I have seen examples out there. Like, really gut check yourself there for a minute of, is this like a surface level? Yeah, you know, I could see how that could be true. Next level is, okay, I do genuinely believe it, but I only kind of believe it for other people. And next level is, okay, I do believe it's possible for myself. And then basically next level is like genuine, true fucking conviction of like, no, the belief has changed. I truly do not believe for other people, for myself, whatever it is. I do not believe you have to only work hard to make money or whatever it is, right? So there are these layers. Like you're not going to eliminate this limitation by some affirmations in the mirror. That's a whole nother episode, but those don't work to like get to these core beliefs and unravel them or break through them. So why do we hold on to these limitations and argue for them? Well, one is just they're a belief, right? A limitation is essentially tied to a belief. These are deeply ingrained in us. They're in our subconscious, which is 95% of our processing, our thinking, our actions, our everything. Like we're in auto mode almost our entire life, right? Like 95% of our operating is in the subconscious, which is ruled by these beliefs. So that is why consciously you might think something different, but when there's conflict between the conscious and subconscious, the subconscious pretty much always wins. So even though you don't want to hold on to this, you are holding on to it because that's just genuinely what the deepest, most automatic part of you knows to be true. And we always try to act in alignment with our identity and our core beliefs. So that's where we self-sabotage too, right? Because we may not consciously want this thing or do want this thing, but if our subconscious auto mode and beliefs believe otherwise, until we bring extreme awareness and pattern interruption there, we're always going to act in accordance with the belief, not the conscious surface level belief that we want to have, right? So another reason that we argue for limitations is that limitations make us feel safe and they give us this kind of relieve of responsibility, relieve of pressure, relieve of rising to the challenge. Limitations make us feel safe. We're comfortable with our limitations. Even if limitations seem negative, right? Like I can't make that much money if I only work a couple hours a day, right? Like I would argue that all of us would say that's probably a negative limitation. But if it makes us feel comfortable, then we're going to hold on to it because our brain's number one job is safety. You know, boiling back to the cavemen, still the same brain that has the main goal of keeping us safety, and comfort equals safety. If you start to dive into that psychology and neuroscience aspects there. So let's think about that for a minute, because if you're someone who believed, okay, let's entertain this, Amanda. If I only have 2 hours a day and I'm trying to change this belief, let's say I do believe I can make a lot of money per day. Well, now guess what? Now you're required to rise to the challenge. Now you don't have an excuse anymore for why that's not your reality or why that's not true, right? So you start to really freaking shake things up in your comfort zone when you start to knock through and break the glass on these limitations. Because now all of a sudden, if you believe that, okay, I can make a lot of money only working 2 hours a day, but you're not making a lot of money 2 hours a day, you feel like you're doing something wrong, or you feel bad about yourself, or you feel incapable, right? A lot of times you're not. A lot of times it just doesn't happen as fast as we want it to. Or maybe there's other beliefs, actions, et cetera, strategy, lots of different things we could diagnose maybe why that's not the reality quite yet. But this is where it goes back to what I see all the time with business owners investing or getting to the next level. Let's go back to some of those examples, right? If you allow that excuse to rule over you, let's say you're starting a business and you're like, oh, I don't have the time, right? That's a limitation now we're accepting to be true, but it gives you an excuse. And it keeps you comfortable, and it's self-soothing to say, you know what? I have an excuse. I can't do that, right? I want to, but can't do it. And this feels valid, right? So I feel okay about me not rising to the challenge. And that's what it is. It's a delusion that's self-soothing and makes us feel safe. Okay. Another aspect here, kind of tying into the safety and why we argue for these limitations, is if we aim low, we're not disappointed. And I think I might even do an entire different episode about this concept. This has been a huge limiting belief and just limit in general for me that honestly I'm probably still working through, that I have ruled my entire life by, that if I aim low or if I over prepare a bunch of different angles, then I won't be disappointed. It's the exact same thing. This is another limit, because if you say you're limited or if you aim low and then you don't meet expectations or the higher expectations you actually wanted, you don't achieve it, then it makes you feel okay. It makes you feel safe, right? And so we're almost always avoiding this uncomfortableness. But especially in entrepreneurship, the things that make you feel safe, I will make this a hard and true black and white statement here. The things that make you feel safe are the things that are holding you back. Do not continue the journey or start the journey of entrepreneurship if you are not okay with discomfort. In one word, the journey forever and ever and ever of entrepreneurship is pushing yourself into the discomfort to expand, living in the uncomfortable. That's it. If I have to give you a definition, write it in the dictionary, okay? So that's not to say that if you feel like you're struggling with this right now, that you're not cut out to be an entrepreneur. We've all struggled with that. That saying, though, this needs to be a top priority to figure out what these limitations are, do the actual work to start breaking through them, and accept right now that you are no longer going to stay in the safe zone. Anything that makes you feel safe, I guarantee, is holding you back, or you're not playing big enough. So there's actually a quote out there as well that ties along with this. It's by an author, Jim Quick. He's really, really fascinating. I've seen him on a couple of different interviews. And he says this quote. He says, "Life is hard for one of two reasons, either because you're leaving your comfort zone or because you're staying in your comfort zone." Damn. Listen to that again, y'all. I was like, oh, all right. I wish I came up with that quote. That's a good one, because I always love using like starting a business because it's just so easy for everyone at every level to understand here, right? Your life is either hard right now because you're staying in your comfort zone, giving yourself excuses, staying in your 9-to-5 for why you can't start this business. And I get that life feels like it sucks and is hard, right? Or life is going to be hard because you're leaving your comfort zone and you're taking a risk and you're quitting your job and you're doing all the things and you're investing in yourself. So one line that's actually on my sales page before I ever even found this quote, I think I have a couple different things that talk about this is you choose your hard. Oh, this is an email, whatever. It doesn't matter. I have a piece of content out there that talks all about how you get to choose your hard. Life is not about it not being hard. Life is not about avoiding hard things, but you do get to choose what hard stuff you want to take on in your life, right? So leaving your comfort zone is a huge topic, obviously for entrepreneurship, like we just talked about, because we're doing this constantly. But there is a fine line there where simultaneously you can't push yourself outside of your comfort zone too extremely far, like right away or all at once, because that's when we push ourselves into panic, into survival mode, into burnout, right? A lot of those areas, primarily survival mode. So when we talk about leaving your comfort zone, because this obviously is like something every single one of you has heard before, what you also need to understand that ties back into like breaking these limitations, changing the beliefs, et cetera, is that if you're pushing outside these comfort zones, if you're like growing in business or whatever it is, like kind of stretching yourself there, you almost always also are having to let go of something else, right? Let go of this belief, let go of maybe past offers to get you there, let go of the way that you were running your team before, whatever it is. But almost always to stretch enough outside of your comfort zone at each stretch, right? You're gonna have to let go of something because normally we have strings attached, old patterns, limiting beliefs that are literally like strings, like pulling us in the other direction. So we're simultaneously growing and expanding, letting go of these other things. But then the last area where you get caught here is trying to control all the outcomes, right? Like as we're growing, we want to know how, we want to know all the exact steps. We want assurance that it's going to work out, whatever it is, right? We want that control. And so it's like this mixture all at once of expanding ourselves, letting go of whatever's holding us back, and also like releasing control to an extent of the outcome of how it's going to happen, of when it's going to happen, of the timeline. Like, you know, this gets into manifestation, like mindset topics, like so many different elements here. But for you, this is like your next step as you identify the limitations, start breaking through it, start looking at, okay, what's my next level? What am I expanding into? And a lot of times, what of those limitations are those strings I'm needing to like literally release, let go of, and continue to let go of control? So especially when we talk about this in business and like this recipe here for growth and stopping arguing for our limitations, it really is this combination also, or in a parallel way, of mindset, action, and strategy, right? We've got to have the mindset. That's where or otherwise we're just always going to stay capped at our limitations, no matter what strategy you have and no matter what action you're taking. We've also got to have the action, because just thinking positive things or like it's going to work out and having and learning all these different strategies, if you don't actually freaking do it, you're not going to get anywhere either, right? And then if we are removing the limitations, we've got a good mindset, you know, and we're just kind of going through the motions, well, you're going to end up working way harder than you need to without having some strategy and working really smart there. And within all of that, right, we're expanding, we're pushing ourselves, we're letting go of control. So the last kind of perspective here that I want to share on this topic, and then I'm going to summarize kind of a couple of the things that we've talked about, is another essentially just like energy mode perspective, whatever you want to call it, that has been really, really impactful and like a big theme for me and a lot of my clients over the past year or so. Because essentially the phrasing goes for most entrepreneurs, like with a big limitation of like, I don't have X, or I can't do X, or an example like what do I do when I'm not like motivated or inspired, or, you know, XYZ is not working, so things aren't going well, whatever it is, right? The answer to literally all of these is this energy of being a creator. Create, right? Like it is, it is simultaneously going along with like, stop arguing for your freaking limitations. Stop being in that essentially like victim mode of not even giving a chance for possibilities, and start freaking creating whatever it is that you want. Create the opportunity, create the action, be the creator of your life. It is an active role, not a passive role where limitations exist and you just let them rule what's possible for you. And stop waiting for this, right? Like that's where these limitations come in. A lot of times we're waiting to like remain safe and give us that excuse, right? If you don't feel like you have creativity, motivation, or things aren't working, whatever it is, like you don't just have energy. Go freaking create energy if you don't feel like you have it, right? Like you cannot wait for motivation. You literally cannot wait for this. I've done a whole episode about it, right? Go create motivation, or just go freaking do it anyways, right? Like you have to take control of yourself, your mindset, your life. You've got to take radical responsibility too, the unsexy thing that no one wants to freaking talk about, for why things do or do not happen. Because if you are sitting here right now and you're saying, I can't scale to X amount because of X, bullshit. Bullshit, bullshit, bullshit. Take radical responsibility for why that's not happening, because I guarantee it is something within you from a mindset perspective, an action perspective, a strategy perspective. That doesn't mean you should feel bad about that, but don't live in the world of woe is me and allow those limitations to rule what is possible for you. Because the minute that you take on this creator energy of creating your life and taking back your freaking power and living in a limitless world, as cliche as it is, I am not kidding you, you're going to blow your own freaking mind of what happens. Okay, so last summary here, to leave us with some action steps beyond inspiration, right? Of what can we do to get unstuck, get out of these patterns, to stop arguing and allowing these limitations to rule our lives here, right? So another thing is like really surrounding yourself with the right people. I know this is a piece of advice. It's almost eye-rolly because we've heard it so many times, but it's said so much because it's so, so true. The group of people around you affects everything. We can talk about it from like an energy perspective, from like the five people you're surrounded with, whatever it is. But in this conversation, people in general that you surround yourself with influence massively your limitations or your element of limitless. The minute that I started surrounding myself by high-level entrepreneurs in this space, or even just the entrepreneur space in general, right? All of a sudden, my limits started being removed and my level for what I genuinely believed was limitless and was possible started raising, right? Now, it is not weird for me to say, oh, you know, it was a $50,000 month. Like what? Like a normal person would be at some point would be like, oh, that's literally never possible for me or whatever. It's like, no, I surrounded myself with people where like that was no freaking big deal to them in a positive way. So all of a sudden I start believing, oh, that's no big deal for me. That's totally possible, right? I'm not even worried about that energy. I'm just like, okay, cool. How? Let's do it. Let's take action, blah, 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 right? Like the people you surround yourself will help you remove limitations and build and raise your level of what you genuinely believe limitless is so, so much. I specifically see this most beyond like when you're starting your business, like in masterminds. And this is not just like some sales pitch. I'm being like dead ass here from my own experience too, being in masterminds and like that type of, assuming it's the right people, right? That type of intimate container. Next thing to, you know, get rid of these limitations, be aware, be present. I've already talked about this, but like you can't change anything if you don't have that level of awareness. So don't let that automated mode keep controlling you, including those subconscious limitations and beliefs. Challenge yourself. We talked about this before as an action step, but I want to say it again. Challenge yourself, question things, challenge yourself, question things, challenge yourself, question things. If you take nothing else away from this, take away the creator energy of taking control of your life and take away to question and challenge everything, every thought that comes through your head. Get out of your comfort zone, straight and easy. We talked so much about this, but honestly, if you are getting wrapped up here and like trying to change the belief, honestly, I don't even want you to be concerned of if or if not it's possible. I want you to be more concerned with what do you want and then what you're going to do as the creator and just try things to get closer to it. Like don't even give any energy, maybe even if this feels better for you to like, is it or is it not possible? Just wipe it out and say, okay, I want this thing. What do I do? Okay, go do it, right? Especially this entrepreneur space. It's not realistic anyways. That's what makes it freaking amazing, but also like hard to wrap our heads around sometimes. Keep searching, keep trying other options. Remember we talked about that, like the more options that you have, the more you're going to be able to question and kind of like chip away at those limitations. Another quote that I wanted to include in here, this is like a very well-known classic quote here. It's by Edison, and it's, when you think you've exhausted all options, remember you haven't. And I almost feel like this is like such a good one that that needs to be like spread around more. We need some t-shirts or something with this on it for entrepreneurs, because I hear this so often. I even find myself doing this too, of like, nope, I've tried all of it. It's like, okay, well, A, you're arguing for your limitations here, and B, not true. Bullshit. When you think you've exhausted all options, you haven't, right? Literally flip this onto your head. Don't just not argue for your limitations, argue for your freaking possibilities, right? Like argue for why it is possible for you to make X amount of money or achieve X or quit your job in a month or whatever it is. Does it mean it's gonna happen? No, but if you're not arguing for it, it's definitely not gonna happen, right? And lastly, just get new perspectives. This almost goes back to like surrounding yourself with like the right people, but just do things, if not from the action of like stretching your comfort zone as well, but like just do things to get different perspectives. And again, like challenging, questioning things, like be honest with yourself. So many people that want these great things are living in the quote unquote like delusion of allowing the limitations to keep them feeling safe and comfortable and whatever it is. Learn how to call yourself on your BS. It takes a lot of radical responsibility and a lot of like uncomfortableness, because now we got to rise to the challenge. But if you want great things, you better learn how to call yourself on your own BS here, right? Entrepreneurship is literally all about like becoming unstoppable. In my opinion, this is like a word I really, really love, like the power behind it, in this like very uncommon pursuit that we're moving along here. It's not about being realistic. It is definitely not about limits. Like this is truly a limitless endeavor and journey, which is what makes it so just like freaking exciting and mind-blowing, but also challenging and scary, right? See what you're made of. Challenge yourself here. I don't care if you've made 8 figures, if you've made $1, $0, take this creator energy, be the creator here. Stop arguing for your limitations and go freaking see what you're made of. Just see what's possible. Test the waters, dive into this realm of limitless, because it's just going to be so much more fun. And also you're going to just blow your own mind. So I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. As always, I would love, love, love to hear y'all's thoughts on this, takeaways. I feel like this episode had a lot of good little like nuggets, quotes, things like that. I'd love for you guys to share this. As always, I really would appreciate you sharing this on Instagram stories, reposting on TikTok, wherever it is. If you enjoyed this, I know someone in your world needs to hear this message as well. And that is how we get the word out about this podcast, to be able to keep creating all these episodes for you. And lastly as well, go leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. That really helps us as well, because that's one of the places that a lot of people look to or new and be like, should I listen to this or not? Go tell them it's awesome. Obviously hoping you think that. And if you are looking for a way to kind of step more into my world, step more in a world where you are surrounded by these conversations of challenging your limitations, expanding your realm of limitless, maybe surrounding yourself by the right people, definitely check out our website, laptoplifestyleco.com, for all the different ways to work with us. But if you're listening to this live, one of the best ways that you can get into this like really intimate, raw, challenging space is in my mastermind, intentional mastermind. And so we are enrolling for that for the year of 2023. So send me a DM, or you can find the application on my website. And we also have a Laptop Lifestyle Bootcamp, which is our evergreen signature group program and accelerator that accelerates you to your first 100K year, if that is kind of the level you're at. We also have a lot of really, really juicy conversations like this, helping you raise those limits, erase those limits and move forward. And of course, we've got a lot of other ways to work with us as well, just kind of depending on the level of business you're at and the type of support you're needing. So shoot us a DM if you're just like, hey, I like her, I wanna work with her, and I don't even know how, and we'll give you some suggestions. And otherwise, thank you as always for tuning in to the episode, and I will see you guys next week.
Thank you.